Hi there. Editor Simon here. Just a quick reminder to check your local fire safety regulations before you start a fire in any space.
Hi folks, if you want to get in touch with us, offer us any ideas, please email us at stovestop.benandbren@gmail.com. You can find that address somewhere in the notes for the programme, I think. Cheers.
Good afternoon, Bren.
Hi Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastically. Today I think we're going to be talking about the solo stove.
This looks kind of interesting.
I spotted this while we were in Oban last summer, before. Kind of fell in love with it, and I splashed out on both the stove pot that comes with it, as well as the stove itself. The stove comes in two parts, is pretty lightweight, and you've got a little container to have a fire in and a lid area, kind of a shelf to hold your pot or your pan, and you feed it with fire, and then it off gases off the extra carbon that's in the smoke, and that in theory comes up and improves the kind of the effectiveness of the burn.
Yeah, so it's what they call a wood gasifier stove, secondary burn, less smoke, more fire, more heat value out of your wood.
And it's great. Yeah, designed to use found wood, although most recently we've used it with kind of not found wood, but wood that was purchased for burning. The pot that comes with it I really like because it's ever so slightly bigger than the whole of the stove. So you can put your stove and its extra bit inside its little baggie.
Oh, that's very neat, yeah.
And then store the two things together. The stove also comes with a very nicely fitting lid. And what do you think about that handle that comes with the lid?
The lid just snaps on, and it's got this really cool handle with this tiny little notch. So yeah, if you leave the handle one way, the handle on the lid just flops down like a normal handle. If you put it the other way, it's super stiff, so you can pull it off without getting burned.
Yeah.
That's really nice. It's got foldable handles, and it's got a measuring scale on the inside of the pot. Metric for people like me, and an imperial for people like Ben, so we're all happy. 0.8 of a litre?
0.9 of a litre, so just under 2 pints, or pint and three quarters, I suppose, pint and a half.
Yeah.
Now, we do have a couple of stories to tell about this. The first time I used this, we were in Edinburgh.
Yeah, not really camping, though.
Not really camping. We were on your balcony, hiding a little bit. And managed to get a rolling boil for long enough to do two relatively small but hard-boiled eggs and get a couple of cups of tea out of it.
Yep, all seems to work quite neatly. No mess afterwards. Everybody happy.
Yeah.
And then it's been used today, hasn't it?
It has been used today. I don't know if people can hear the slight rustling of the tarpaulin above us, but we're out still in Quetico Provincial Park having a wonderful break from the reality of life. And today it was used to make tea water again by the producer of Stove Stop.
It's not often you get a cup of tea out of the producer, is it, Ben?
Not at all.
But normally, today,
normally they're not that cooperative. So I'm going to introduce Simon, who is the producer of Stove Stop. How was your experience with the solo stove?
Yeah, so I'd say it was pretty good. One thing that I noticed definitely is that it is a wood-burning stove, so you do have the risk of it going out. The stove itself is actually quite small. You've got a small burning area, so you need really, really small bits of wood, lots of small bits of wood, whereas with something like the Kelly kettle, which we've also got next to us here, you can get in quite large pieces of wood, but with the solo stove, you kind of need to be about, how long would you say, like about
four to six inches?
Four to six inches, or max. But other than that, it's really good. It's got lots of air potential movement, so it's kind of, if it does go out, blowing on it doesn't really work because it has enough air holes that it doesn't really affect it very much if you do get to that point where you do have to blow on the embers to try to get it going again without using another match or whatever you're trying to light it with. But once it's going, it's really going, and you can get really good heat off of it relatively quickly. We do have a kind of cheaty windbreaker for it that I'm sure Ben could tell you more about because he's the one that designed it and made it.
Design's a pretty strong word, Ben, but enjoy the compliment.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that compliment. So I took a cheap aluminium foil cookie sheet and I drilled a bunch of holes in it, 3 inches up from the bottom. And at the very bottom, I folded the last quarter inch, half inch, around a piece of hard wire. I think I used a bit of an old iron coat hook.
Oh, right.
And just to give it a bit of extra stability at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then, depending on the way the wind's blowing, I find that a lot of the heat goes sideways. So this kind of doesn't stop the air movement, because mm-hmm. I've got lots of holes in the bottom of the windbreak. Still allows you access to put more wood in. Because it's not all the way round, it's around three quarters of the space. But you don't lose so much heat, and I find that quite effective. So I suppose that's one of the downsides.
Yeah, you do lose a lot of the heat from the sides when you're using it.
It does look a very nice quality piece of kit. It looks beautifully made. It looks like it's going to last you a few years. And it does look, from watching producer Simon use it today, and this is true of a lot of small wood-burning stoves, it does look like the diameter of the wood you use is crucial. So lots of really skinny, small diameter bits of wood, I think, so that you get lots of surface area to burn, rather than trying to, you know, putting in larger sticks, which are great in a Kelly, because everything's great in a Kelly, but aren't going to work in a BioLite or indeed in the solo.
And one thing we haven't done, although we could do it, would be put in an equivalent amount of water to the Kelly kettle and the solo stove, have everything ready, have a stack of wood and do a time off, a chase between the two. I was surprised but quite impressed by the rolling boil that came off the top of the solar stove. It was at its maximum, probably even might have been a bit more than 900 cc's of water.
Yeah.
The pot was very full. And we're using it for a couple, well, cups of tea, but also we've used it a couple of times today to create hot water to do washing up with. And
that's pretty heavy going for a tiny wood burning stove.
It is.
For backpacking, isn't it?
Yeah, backpacking. We're getting, 900 cc's, nearly a litre of very hot water. Other than the boiled eggs, we haven't cooked with it. I suppose...
I think you could, though.
You could. I think you could, especially if you use the windbreak judiciously.
Mm-hmm. You could easily do something like...
We've got some neighbours just arriving in the campsite, if you're wondering about the drive-by noises there.
Yeah, you could easily do like something like instant ramen or equivalent in it, because it's in that pot, and then you just got the pot right there.
I reckon the tight ceiling lid possibly gives it, makes it maybe 10% faster as well. It's really tight seal, and that makes a big, big difference.
But it's not too tight where if it's full of water, you don't have to worry about accidentally picking the entire kettle bit of it off when you're taking the lid off to have a look at it. It's just right amount of seal.
Yeah. And that's nicely made.
And that's like a third full right now.
And that's a great piece of design.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so pack dimensions are really quite cute.
Yeah.
What is it, like 11 centimetres diameter and maybe 12 or 13 centimetres high?
Yeah.
For the pot with a whole stove inside it and some space to put sticks?
Yeah, or fire lighters or matches. It's going to be in a waterproof container. It's very effective.
Yep. Yeah, it's a nice one. It's good.
I wouldn't carry it around with water in it, though, because often as you just said, it's waterproof, but I wouldn't have the water on the inside. Because I have a feeling that if it was full and you tipped it upside down, that lid would come off.
Yeah.
Right?
Plus, you'd then have to carry the stove somewhere
else. That's...
Plus, as I've just demonstrated, I don't know if people could hear, I was pouring extra water into my tea with the lid on.
Because it's got a little spout there.
It's got a spout there. So it's not... It's water... waterproof-ish.
Waterproof-ish. Have a spout that I didn't see before.
That's the solar stove. I'm quite impressed... But again, the downside would be that you've got to have, as Bren points out, a lot of very small pieces of small diameter.
Yeah.
But I think it's not really designed for heavy provincial park kind of camping. I think it is genuinely a backpacking piece of kit.
Yeah.
So if you were collecting, wee bits of sticks, dead sticks off trees or, off beaches, I think it'd be great for that.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
And, it looks a beautifully made piece of kit. Ben, how much is it?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was in the £75 range plus the pot for another 45. I think it was just over 110, 115 pounds.
Okay, so what's that? Getting towards 200 Canadian?
200 Canadian, 250 maybe, which is a little expensive. That's the equivalent of the largest size of the Kelly kettles, at least here in Thunder Bay. It's more than a jet boil. Mm-hmm. I don't know about a BioLite. But it it looks like it's a good piece of kit.
Yeah.
Right? It's really well designed.
Yeah.
So I think I've been very happy with it. It's been fun to play around with it. We'll see what we opt for when we go actual backcountry camping in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We may take multiple because we've got a couple of big canoes, so we can cope with the weight of a couple of extra stoves.
Oh, yeah. We brought 7 or 8, I think. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A whole bunch of stoves, so...
But I think if you're backpacking, if you're walking or cycling, solar stove in the right part of the world could be the thing you could feed yourself with for 3 or 4 days. I think it could do it.
And it's just lifting the two up now, it's significantly lighter than the Kelly kettle, but I'm not sure if that's just because... Does the Kelly kettle have any water in it right now?
Yeah, yeah, they both have probably about 500 cc of water. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a good
a little lighter.
Kit.
Well, Ben, nice to chat to you. And it is Simon.
Yeah. Nice to chat to you both.
How lovely.
It's been great to have you join us.
Yeah, it's been great to be here.
Okay, see you at the next one.
Yeah.
Cheerio.